Today I'd like to talk to you about the power of praise as a form of prayer and as a form of spiritual warfare. What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about prayer and the power of prayer. Today we want to address the power of praise. Praise is a specific and powerful form of prayer. We learn from the scripture that praise is able to bring restoration. In Jeremiah 33, verse 10 and 11, we read, Thus says the Lord, Again there shall be heard in this place, which you say shall be desolate, without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endures forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, says the Lord. Notice here that what this verse is saying is that when we praise, God will bring restoration. He will cause the captivity of the land to return. That's power, folks. Now, why is that able to be done? It's done through angels. In Psalm 22, verse 3, we read, "But you are holy, O you that inhabit the praises of Israel." Did you know that God inhabits our praise? When we praise God, it brings God directly on the scene. The enemy, the spiritual enemy, Satan, the fallen angels, the demons, cannot tolerate that. They cannot stand that. It terrifies them. Praise releases angels. It brings God on the scene. In Psalm 9, verse 3, we read that praise causes the enemy to turn back, to fall, and to perish. Listen to what it says. "When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at your presence." That's speaking to the Lord. What else does praise do? In Psalm 149, verse 8, we read, "To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron." Fetters are cuffs of iron that go around the ankles. Attached to chains, they immobilize someone. Notice that in this verse, it says that praise immobilizes the enemy. It binds the enemy in chains and demonic nobles with fetters of iron. Most important of all, praise causes us to enter into the presence of God. In Psalm 100, verse 4, we read, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." So when we approach God, we are to first enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. So thanksgiving causes us to go through the gates of heaven, and praise causes us to enter his courts, his presence. Now, there's a very specific advantage to praise in Scripture, and that is that it brings victory in spiritual warfare. In order to illustrate this, we're going to study now 2 Chronicles chapter 20 in the story of King Jehoshaphat, who was surrounded by an enemy. And I call this Lessons Learned from Jehoshaphat. In verse 1, we read, "It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat in battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, 'There comes a great multitude against you from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazaz Antamar, which is En Gedi.' And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah." Now, here's a very important principle of spiritual warfare. When threatened by the enemy, human or spiritual, what are we to do? First thing we are to do is to set ourselves to seek the Lord, proclaim a fast, even if it's, say, one meal or one day, whatever you're able to do according to your physical health. Notice his first reaction was fear. But nonetheless, the first thing he did was to pursue the Lord. It continues in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 4, "And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord." In other words, the whole nation was mobilized in unity and one accord. "And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, 'O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And rule not you over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you?'" In other words, what was the first thing he was doing after assembling the people? He was acknowledging the Lord. He continued in verse 7 and 8, "Are not you our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built you a sanctuary therein for your name, saying, 'If, when evil comes upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for your name is in this house, and cry unto you in our affliction, then you will hear and help. You see, when we cry out to God, God will hear and God will help. When we acknowledge Him first, when we present ourselves to Him first. Now, the next thing Jehoshaphat did was he presented the problem to the Lord. Listen to what he says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 10. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which you have given us to inherit. O Lord our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Notice here that what Jehoshaphat then did was he asked God to bring judgment down upon them. He said, there's too many of them. We can't do a thing. So the first thing he does is he presents the problem to the Lord. Then he asks God to bring judgment. And it continues in verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. In other words, in response, God caused the Holy Spirit to fall so that His presence is known on the scene. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, it continues, and he said, hearken you all, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Now see what the prophet did? The Holy Spirit fell on the prophet, and the prophet brought revelation directly from God and instruction. He continued, tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and we shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You see, God even gave them revelation of where to face them. And he continues, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. That is, the presence will be with you. Notice here in 2 Chronicles 20:17 what his instructions were. You shall not need to fight in this battle. So the first thing he says is, set yourselves. In other words, stand firm. You have praised. God inhabits the praise. The presence comes down. And he says, set yourselves. In other words, stand firm. Stand you still. Which means what? Let God move first. And see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. And then the third thing, fear not. Be not dismayed. For tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. The presence will be with you. Once you praise and you give God abundant praise, praise releases angels and the presence is with you. In 2 Chronicles 20:18, it says, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. In other words, they went into praise and worship before the spiritual war. And the Levites of the children of the Kohites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise God, the God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. In other words, they trusted on the Holy Spirit to do it in them and through them. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Now watch this. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten, they were destroyed. Notice here
that Jehoshaphat didn't have enough men. But it says, the Lord set ambushments. When they praised abundantly, the Lord released ambushes to destroy the enemy, to attack the enemy, and the enemy was defeated. So when we speak our confidence in the Lord through praise and thanksgiving, it calls forth angels, and it releases angels to ambush the enemy. They watched the enemy being destroyed and confounded. And finally, in verse 23, it says, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came forward, the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked upon the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies. Only the power of the Lord destroys and dispels the presence of the enemy. And you can access that power through praise and worship prayer. Now let me ask you a question. Would you like to see the power of God move in your life? And if you've never seen the power of God move in your life, isn't it about time to develop a relationship with God who wants to love you, restore you, get you out of your circumstances, deliver you from your problems, deliver you from bad habits, deliver you from habitual sin? Jesus Christ is real and alive today and willing to get involved in your circumstances. Most people go through life defeated, and they also go through life living below the standard that God desires for them. God has so much more for you. If He has a way into your heart, He has a way out of your circumstances. And it will be self-proving, which will be the testimony that Jesus Christ is real. Won't you receive Him now by praying this prayer aloud, being willing to turn from your sin? Jesus will do the rest. Pray this prayer with me now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God, and I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176.
Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.